I was just going to ask you, what are you guys learning about the 3-on-3 OT as you practice it here as you go?
I think there's just a few strategies that I guess you can use. For the most part, it is, pretty much a free-for-all where there's a lot of room out there, a lot of speed, and you got to be careful with, your shot choices and your changes, because another team, can just turn right around and go on the attack. So I think we're trying to work on a couple things, a couple little habits, that we can maybe implement out there. But for the most part, it's mainly just about discipline. And especially if it's after playing a long, a tough game, conditioning is a factor as well. So just little things like that.
Paul Maurice was talking yesterday about how he wants to use Adam Lowry this year. He said he had some conversations with you about how you fit into that. How do you understand that situation?
Well, he's a great player, a young player. He's got a lot of potential. Hopefully have a long future in this league of being a top six centerman that can also play that hard two-way role. So I know that they're trying to groom him to be a force I believe he can be. He also has an offensive side of his game as well that he can make plays by using his size and his strength down low to open up some space for himself. And for me, it's just a matter of same thing, using my size and strength down low to try and create some space. And for now, if Burmese's going with us, he can use his speed and his skill to create some offense, but at the same time, mainly focus on playing a strong two-way game, making sure that we're, if we're playing against another team's top six, that we're shutting them down as well as, trying to contribute on the scoreboard.
It's an interesting mix, that line. Now, how would you describe it?
I just answered that question, I think.
What is your guys' role?
Our role? Well, once again, I think it's depending on who we're playing against. If he expects us to play against the other team's top six, it's a matter of playing that strong two-way game, making sure that we're taking care of our end, we're solid, limiting the chances against. But mainly by doing that, by limiting the chances against, it means hanging onto the puck more in there and creating offense, being strong on hard on it down low, and getting pucks on net. I think the more that we can generate that possession and strengthen that, the less we're going to have to play D.
What do you think of starting the year with a four-game road trip?
I think it's great because it gives us a chance to get together on the road, away from home here, and maybe grab some dinners together and hang out a little bit more. First time being on the plane together as a group, with everyone on board. I know we had the trip to Calgary there and a couple times in preseason, but to get the whole team together and get on the road, I think it's a huge test for us. Obviously, four games, especially out east against teams that we're only going to see once or twice during the year. So I think it's good for camistry, good for camaraderie right off the bat here to get together.